Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I'm Ray Dunaway, and joining us now is, of course, well, Joe, you want to do the honors? Because you know,
yeah,
Mike. You've known
of
him
course.
For years.
My friend Mike Anthony is the columnist for the Hartford Courant, and it was he who first alerted the world on Saturday morning that UConn was looking to make a major athletic move. Mikey, good morning. Have you recovered from the Travelers?
Just about. I almost drove out there today just for the heck of it. Because I didn't
right.
feel like I got around the course enough, and I figured maybe the, you know, the PGA Tour guys would stick around and give us another round of golf because the last 2 days was were spent focusing on UConn. So kind of unfortunate for the Travelers, but always a good week.
So digital sports,
this time around for sure.
Right. Digital sports out of Boston tweeted that UConn was going to go to the Big East. I've heard several stories about how they found out. I'm not going to get in any of them right here. But what was your initial reaction? Now, a lot of people have said they had seen this on their radar screen. I didn't. Did you have an inkling that something was up?
I did. I wasn't shocked to see it. Now, you know, first of all, I want to point out that that website deserves full credit for
yes, absolutely.
The story. So, you know, good to them. Props to them.
Right.
But I wasn't caught completely off guard. And look, if I had the information solid enough in the meantime, I would have reported it myself. So they broke the story. Good for them. But, you know, I wasn't shocked, and I was in a good position to confirm it pretty quickly with some people and then act on it, which put us in a good place. And then got the conversation rolling at what seems like a national level, and it's been kind of a whirlwind since.
Mike, is this one of those things where it's all the other sports, again, with the exception of a few that the Big East doesn't play, was it a question of let's do something for basketball, or was it let's, you know, and who cares about football? I know there was talk about, you know, perhaps joining USA Conference, something like that for football, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, was basketball the prime consideration here?
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't a situation where they said, who gives a damn about football, but absolutely it was a basketball-driven decision where UConn kind of, over the last handful of months, came to this refreshing stance of let's protect our top assets. I think, you know, for a long time, UConn had the view like our basketball programs are so strong, so rich in history that they'll just kind of protect themselves by being who they are and doing what they do, but they needed a nudge in the right direction given how things had gone over the next few years. And the days of saying basketball will be fine while we build up football to a point where maybe the Power Five is a viable option are over. So this was about getting back to what UConn is, who UConn is, and protecting basketball, no doubt.
I think there's obviously two residual effects to this. One is the travel expenses will be a light load less. You have busable trips. You still got to go to Omaha, and you're going to go to Cincinnati, where you've been going because that's where Xavier is in Chicago, but Milwaukee. But they're easier. And this is kind of for the fans because look, the fans were not invested in the American Athletic Conference.
No.
It was a good football league, but people didn't care. UConn could get in a Conference USA, Mike, and play the schools from Conference USA, and if the program's at the same level, they're going to draw the same amount of people.
Yeah, well, look, it regionalizes things, so it makes sense on kind of a romantic level given the Big East history, and it makes sense logistically, it makes sense financially on the travel front. It hurts financially initially on some other fronts because they won't be full-paid members of the Big East for the first 6 years. You kind of get phased into that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look down the road, and it makes sense on all those levels to get back to regional competition. And, you know, again, to the point we were just speaking about, you take care of basketball first, you strengthen your top strengths, you protect your assets, and you deal with the fallout from there. So you have to do something with football. You have to figure out what you're selling in that sport. You have to figure out what direction that sport's going in, and you still go 100 miles an hour toward trying to make FBS football a success. But what you've done with basketball is put it on solid ground. If UConn basketball doesn't feel like it's in a, particularly on the men's side, because Gino's been fine.
No conference is going to affect him.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but if the men aren't on solid ground if they can't recruit to the level that allows them to compete with Big East teams, AAC teams, and deep into the NCAA tournament on a yearly basis, it's kind of like, what the heck are we doing here anyway?
Mike, from a recruiting point of view, does going out and seeing some young guy who loves basketball and is good at it, is it more attractive, sexier to him to be part of the Big East?
No question. You know, I can't speak to specific players, but I know even recently there's been guys who UConn has been in play for with some AAC schools and some other top Northeast schools. And the question always comes down to, well, all else being equal, what's the holdup in terms of actually committing to UConn? And it's the conference. It's been a drawback. It's been a detriment, and UConn's been out of place here. UConn needs to recruit the Eastern Seaboard and the Northeast, and the Big East is just a totally different product that you're selling to these kids.
Mike Anthony, current columnist, with us for a couple of more minutes, talking about the proposed move for UConn to the AAC. The Big East presidents meet this week. The UConn Board of Trustees meet this week. I wouldn't guess that there's any chance that the AAC is going to hold UConn to the 27 months that are required when you say you want to get out. Though, as you stated today, Commissioner Mike Oresko, who, look, we all like and has tried to build up the AAC, not really happy with the state university and stores.
No, I don't blame him. He's fighting for the strength of his own conference, and UConn basketball is a really valuable product that he has had there. The football program doesn't offer as much, so... You know, the 27-month window, if UConn's going to join the Big East for 2021, they fall well short of that notice. So a $10 million entry fee can therefore go up. They'll have to negotiate that. There's also a slight chance UConn could stay in it for another 2 years. But I think, you know, once they're going to be into a new TV deal, I don't think that that's a marriage that's going to last for the 2 years there. So I think they'll part ways after this next season and do it that way. But, yeah, the AAC can't be pleased, and UConn's going to be on its way out. That's going to be an interesting discussion about how to negotiate that $10 million exit fee, which, by the way, the way they'll probably look at paying that off is just they'll say, keep the TV revenue that was going to come our way. So that puts a dent in it.
Right.
So for anyone who was curious where that money actually comes from. But, yeah, this will be a marriage that probably ends pretty quickly and not too amicably.
Mike, would there be, and I think you've mentioned this in passing in your column, would there be a chance that, and I think I saw you say this, I could have been hallucinating, but nevertheless, was there a chance that maybe UConn football could step down a level?
That's an extremely slight possibility. No, they're not looking at that right now. They're still trying to put everything, every resource and vision into making FBS the route for and success on that level. So no, they're not. They're certainly not looking at scrapping a program. They're not looking at a step down. Look, if you step down, you're still paying all the operating costs of a football program.
And so, you got that big stadium.
Of course. So with that said, and not looking at scrapping it, you know, you're looking at finding a new home in terms of a conference or playing independent.
Well, we see
which would be such a complicated.
Oh God!
Well, you know, existence, but you know, it could be something attractive on some level. I mean, what's if you're talking about competing and just being interesting to local fans and relevant at all? There's not much. I can't think of a scenario where it'd be less interesting than what's taken place the last couple of years.
Right, I agree.
No one cares about these teams coming in,
right?
And these teams are coming in and beating them, and the team's going 1-11. So I don't know if you could schedule a bunch of regional teams and. You know, try and get a BC on board occasionally, play UMass, and, you know, scatter around the country and pick up paychecks as you play some Power 5 teams.
Mike,
to me, that's not really a hit on the interest front.
No, I don't think anything would be less interesting to the fans. Michael, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
All right, boys. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.